This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not only are they dealing with another lockdown now, but 4.5 years after they voted for it, after two prime ministers lost their jobs because of it, after can't tell you how many meetings and negotiations and analyses, the Brits are also living with Brexit. New Year's Eve ended a 47-year-long economic and political relationship. Predictions from opponents were of economic disaster. That said, there is a new UK-European Union free trade deal in place. So, how does Brexit look in the cold, harsh light of the new year? Marketplace's Stephen Beard checked back with some of the small businesses he has been talking to for the past couple of years.
This small company in the English Midlands, Sargentson's, makes lightweight aluminium components for the auto industry. Even though it sells 25% of its output to the EU, the boss, Mark Noonan, voted for Brexit. And he wasn't that concerned whether there was going to be a trade deal with the bloc or not.
There wasn't any stress. We really weren't that worried. It wasn't an issue. Corona crisis is much more of an issue than Brexit.
The secret of his insouciance is that he's making a highly specialised product.
Basically, every component's x-rayed to make sure there's no defects. Most of what we do is
his components are in high demand, especially among fast-growing electric car manufacturers. His customers have to organise all the shipping, pick up the costs and do most of the paperwork. And Brexit, he says, has made him look for more customers well beyond Europe.
We picked up a contract in San Francisco. We've got another contract in Beijing. The market is really buoyant. So everything's looking really good.
Selling a less specialised product and more dependent on the EU, the boss of this London-based company was never enthusiastic about Brexit. Lars Andersen exports to families across the EU more than 40% of his products, personalised stick-on name tags for children's clothing and other belongings.
Hundreds of thousands of individual labels being sent out every day from this office.
He's relieved about the trade deal. At least there won't be any tariffs on his name tags. But now that the UK is outside the EU, his customers themselves would have to arrange to pay sales tax on his products.
It just becomes more complex, a little bit more scary for a customer.
To get around the problem, Andersen set up a subsidiary within the EU in Ireland to handle his European business. It's meant more hassle, more expense. And at the same time, he says, the pandemic has closed many schools across the continent, reducing demand for his name tags.
It's kind of a perfect storm, a lot of things happening at the same time, and lower sales in the next few months will just add to the fun.
He's philosophical about the Brexit upheaval, not so Darren Price, who also was always against leaving the EU. He's very unhappy about the UK's new trading relationship with the country's largest export market, worth around $400 billion.
We were pretty annoyed that what we're left with is a very thin deal that is certainly worse for business and worse for the country than remaining in the EU.
Darren and his wife Deborah run a small clothing company called British Boxers. They depend on an intricate European supply chain, decorative trim from France, fabric from Portugal and Italy. The new deal, says Deborah, may not entail tariffs or quotas, but it's still a far cry from the seamless trade when the UK was in the EU.
There's a huge amount of paperwork that needs to be filled in. It's taking longer, it's more fussy, it's taking extra time. And then obviously that has a knock-on effect with cost as well.
Nobody can say for sure what the knock-on effect will be on UK business as a whole. Brexit supporters point to the flow of traffic at the Port of Dover, the main conduit for trade with the EU, and they claim the new trading relationship is a success. But opponents say the traffic is more than 50% lighter than usual due to the pandemic. It may be several months before the true impact of Brexit is felt. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.